We are on Daf Samach Vov Amid Beis, the first after the first third of the Yom. Ahu da Omar le Devisu. Someone told his wife, "Koinem she at nenisli at shataruki boy beRav Shimon Gamliel. Till you'll spit in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Osos rokak alavushe." So she went and spat. She didn't have the chutzpah to spit on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So she spat on his malbich. Omar le Ravache midifti le Ravine. Ravache midifti said to Ravine, "Vahai le zilusa kamachaben." She wasn't yaitze the tenai with this spitting. He wanted to be mezalzel Rav Shimon Gamliel. She only spat on his begodim, not on him. Omalei meirek almoni de Rav Shimon Gamliel zilusa rapsi. This is a big zilzul to Rav Shimon Gamliel. An odam choshuv. Rashi says odam choshuvu. Rashi says, let's see. Rashi is a little clearer than the Ran. Hayle zilusa de Rav Shimon Gamliel kamachaben v'chol. She doesn't spit in his face, like a zilusa. That she should be mezalzel Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he said, "No, that's another. He's another mchoshev." What does the Ran say? "V'ahayla zilusa who deichavim v'kivin shekain lori v'gufei sheram gamliel niskavim." That's what he wanted. He said, "No, this is enough. He accomplished what he had wanted." Ha'hu da'omar lo ledevisu koinem shiat nenisli at shetari mum or meum yofe shebich l'Rav Yishmael b'Rav Yosi. We'll see. There's two pshatim in the Ran, but you should show something nice that you have. We'll see. In two mahalchim. Omar lehem shema roishino. So Reb Shmuel started asking. He has to find something nice in her. Maybe her head is nice. Omru loy segalgal. It's ugly, it's round, it's not nice. Like a pumpkin. Shema saranoe, maybe your hair is nice. Daime la nitze pishta. Anitze pishta is the fibers from the flax plant after you comb them out. So it's, Nefutzais ukuchais zubazu. It was all spread out and was tangled one in another. There was nothing, the hair was nothing nice about the hair. Shema einel nois, maybe her eyes are nice. Tute saint, they're also round. Shema osneha nois, maybe her ears are nice. Kfule saint, they're double the size, the gigantic ears. Shema chaitma noah, maybe her nose is nice. Bolomhu, it's awesome, that means her nose, the nostrils are shriveled up, that it looks like it's awesome, like there's no holes there in the nostrils. That's what it looks like, so it's not, it looks like singansan sosum. Shema sifsaiseo nois, maybe her lips are nice. Ovesein, no, she has very thick lips. Shema tzavora noe, maybe her neck is nice. Shokotu, it's like shakua, like her head grows out from her shoulders. It's a very short neck. She doesn't have a neck at all. Shema kreisa noe, maybe she has a nice stomach. Tzavu, no, it bulges. Shema ragleo nois, maybe her feet are nice. Rechoveis, they're broad, kishel avza. Shema Shmo Noah, maybe she has a nice name. Lichluchis Shmo. So her name is Lichluchis. Omer lehen yofe kairan oiso Lichluchis sheim luchleches bemumin b'sholya. Now we have to see exactly what pshat is. So the Ran has two mahalchim. And Memerson, the Tiferesian, says these two Mahalchim are the two Mahalchim in Rashi. But the first Pshat of Daran is the second Pshat in Rashi, and the second Pshat of Daran is the first Pshat in Rashi. So let us see. Let us first see Daran. Amenash Shetari Mum Yofi Shaboch. Osro Bahanosoi. He asked her Bahano. Im tuchal laharesh shum dovo noabo le Rabbi Shmuel. She has one thing nice on her, so yaser her bahano. That means she's only mutter bahano if there's nothing nice in her. So what was what did he want to do? He wanted that Rabbi Yossi should see there's not one thing nice in her. So he wanted that Rabbi Yossi she be ba'ira rachmim olel. That means if you can't see anything good, so she have a little rachmonis on the husband, so she be ba'ira rachmim shemayim, something should be nice by her. So that was the tenai. That means your only mutter if Rabbi Yossi will not see anything nice in you, so then he was hoping Rabbi Yisrael be Ma'ira Rach Mishamai. Im tuchel lahar ishim dobo no bo le Rabbi Shmo be Rabbi Yisrael. Mum kemoi meum, something. Al menash etari meum yofi shebuch. He should show him one nice thing he possessed. Ube kedersiv ube kapi dovak meum. Vu kemoi meumo. He didn't find anything nice. Her features were horrible. And even her name is Meluchleches. So Mamela, there was nothing nice in her. So Mamela, he was, so Mamela, so then the nether is mutter because he couldn't find anything nice. Beis de Garsi, Ad Shetiri Mum Yofe, Kloime Shetaheya Sure, Ad shetare hi dover no begufel Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has to see one thing nice in you. That means if Rabbi Shmuel won't see anything nice in you, then you're also to me. If he'll see one thing nice in you, so then you'll be mutter. Shalom Rabbi Shmuel sheshmo no lo hitira. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Faker, her name stims. Imagine. If you'll give her a name that doesn't stim, so she's a ganz abgefragt. This is Noe. This is that because her name Lechluchish is Mechleches Bemumim, so Memela, her name stims. So that's and the pshat in this Mahalach is that if Rabbi Yossi will see something Noe in her, So then she won't be misgana be'enov. So he wanted to use this as a chizik for himself. If Rabbi Yossi sees if this is Noah, something he'll find Noah, so then they'll be able to be saved. He didn't see anything Noah, but if Rabbi Yossi will see, so then they'll be able to be saved. Eskalgul, ogul, tutais, agulais, bolum, sosum, k'mayayitza bolum, k'fulais, k'doilais, shokut, Kotzer, Shelebei, Shod, Nek, and Islam, Bepreire, Sabori, Shoko. Tzovo, Nafuach. Yeah. Ubar Bovel, the Solik La'aradi Yisrael. There was someone from Bovel that came up to Eretz Yisrael. Nosif Itze, he married a woman. And now there was a language barrier between these two. It was a very great misunderstanding. Omar lo, pshili li tchei talfi. Cook for me two adashim. Now in Bovel, he said two adashim, he means two adashim. Well, it means a little adashim, not 5 pounds. No, he said two adashim, pshili li tchei talfi. So she took two lentils and she cooked that for him. He's waiting for his supper, and she brings him a big plate with two cooked lentils. Rosachalo, so he got very angry on her. Lamocha omolo pshilili greve. A greve is a mide, so she cooked for me a mide, so there's different mides. He tells that too, so she thinks too. Amida is b'shila like greve, so she cooked him amida, a tremendous meat. Amida, he didn't say what kind of amida, so she took the biggest meat. So there was, the next time there was 10 gallons of lentils. Omalo zili aisili trei butzini. So he saw this, she doesn't have what he's done. Bring me 2 gourds. To pumpkins, to abatichim. Ozlos vaisile trei shragi. Now, neiris are also called butzina. Gourds are also called. So she brought him 2 neiris. Omar Allah, see, he was frustrated. Tavri yasin al reisha debova. Go to the door and break them on the door. That means, she, there's no communication whatsoever. So whatever she brought, break it now already. Have Yosef bova ben buta above. The bova ben buta was sitting by the door. Because doin din it. Ozlos vetavri yasin al reisha. So she went and broke them on his head in the middle of the dintayre. Oh my Lord, ma hodenda of this. What did you do? In the middle of the dintayre. Amrolei kach tzivani baile. My husband said, ein lo chayishik sher al shayisir etzayim baile. Oh my atos isr etzayim baile. Hamokim yaitzim imeich shnei bonim kebobe ben butem. So, Mamela, that's the moral of the story. If Yoiser it's in Baile, at the end, things will come out good. She was zeichet to such a bracha. Butzini targim shalavatichim. Shragi neiris, the matagimin and butzinaya. Tavrina nabove, mitev sheikoi salmase amolo. The Latravina Adasha, that he was frustrated with Rabbi Choshrish at the Shabbon Barosh Bove Ben Buta. Shneibonim kebove knege train shragi. I see hocha yugdala shminech siduse de Bove Ben Buta. That means he didn't get angry and he gave her a broche. Kirechid I see hocha uvde de Rabshim and Gamliel that she spit on his begotim with Rabbi Shmuel and he was mad. And so Memele, the chassidus of these gedolei olam, hotron aloch Rabbi Elazar. Zok the Mishnah weiter, nara amoroso ovio ubailo meifirin nidorer. Zok teran, nara amoroso ovio ubailo meifirin nidorer, afilu nidorim shenodro boido pnuya. That means all nedarim, even though the neder was not made b'rshus ha'oris, the oris mefer b'koidmin b'shutfisei da'ov k'di'ise b'gmore. That an oris could be made from nedarim that were made before she entered, she became his arusa. V'nara d'noket lafuki b'geres, she'en lovi rishus bo. In a meifin the dorev, she's not in his rishus, so he can be meif on the dorim. Boris nami, beloy shutfe se da'ov, le motzi meifer. And if he lost his shutev, a noris can only be meifer be shutfe sa'ov, so she's a boigris, be yotzis on mishus avio, so the noris can be meifer. Avorua de nami, de bas yudalev shonim, she ne dorev nivdokim, if she's a mufla somoch leish, even though she's a ktane, but if she knows and the dorim were made yidas lemihi nodro, so the nether is chal and the over oris mefir in the dorer. So nara means lafuki boigris, not lafuki mufla somachlish. Zok the Mishnah weiter, hofer ha'ov v'loi hofer habal. Hofer habal, bloi hofer ha'ov, ein emufa. Zokteran, bigmore porich, ein reish, it says, avio bailo mefil in the doreo. So memele, so why does he have to say that? It says avio bailo, so one without the other is no good. Then the Mishnah is messayim ben tzoch loimar shekiyim echad mehem. Nabada Givis, if one wasn't, before we said that if one was Mefer, one was not Mefer, so it's no good. And here we're saying, Nabada Givis, if one was Mekayim, so that's worse than not being Mefer. So it's even no good. So the one that's left can be Mefer. But more polish lomalele misne, ain't so chlema sots. Why does it say? Frag the Gemore. Ainu reishe, oviu bailo mefir in the dorel. So why does it have to say, hofer abal bloi hefer hoof? Ma de teima oi oviya oi bailo, bailoktoni kemash malo. That means that, many times in Mishnayis, Oviyo Ubailo, Avov could sometimes be Avov Achibur, could sometimes be Avov that's Mechalik, that's Oit, Vemokim Oit, so I would learn Pshat, Oviyo Oibailo Mefir in the Dorer, that's how I could learn Pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore the Mishnah clarifies this, Hofer Ov Lehofer Abal, Hofer Abal Lehofer Ov. Ma de tema oyevi oy baloktoni kamash malo. Zokteran, aino reishe, ovi o bailo mefirin de dorel. De mash medavke kshishneyem mefirin. Ma de tema ovi o oy bailo. Leisagi le, samamele, ache yifru shneyem. So why do you need this? So it should have said, So lochere, that's midaran means to say as follows. If it said that sheyifru shneim, that is not a clear lotion. That means I could think that really you need afore shneim, but really one is the mefer, and the other is a t'nai. That means you need his afora also in order to activate the first one's afora. But could be there's an ikka mefer, and the other one's afora is only a t'nai. And that's what the Kerneira says on Samachzayin Amud Beis, that we have a meaning. For example, I would say the ikka afora is the afora sa'ov. So let's say the Ov heard about the Nether Monday, and the Ov is made for the Nether Monday. The Oros hears about the Nether Tuesday, and he's made for Tuesday. So I would think Tafor is Chal for Monday. That Be'emison, the Ike Mefer is the Ov. But his Afor isn't Chal if you only have Afor of the Oros. But not Pshat is that both of them are Mefer. Pshat is that his Afor can be Chal without Afor of the Oros. I would think you need the afor of both of them, but not that both are the mefirin. One is a mefer, and the other is a t'nai in the afor of the first one. So memele, so that's, he says, that means that alone there's no afor whatsoever. Not pshad is that, that's the way it says the sloshim. Without the hafor of the second one. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'ein tzorech loymer shekiyem echad mehem. Navadi givis, if one was Mefer, and the other one was, Mekayim, about the Gibbissa won't help. Frek the Gemara, Lomeli Lemisne. So why does this have to say in the Mishnah? Hashti yesh loyma hofo ze beloy ze. It says that if one was meifa without the other, beloy klum, so it's nothing. Kayim echad mehem lomali. So why does he have to say kayim echad mehem? So the Gemara answers, tzricha lemisne. And then the lomali, tzricha lemisne, lomali lemisne, mister, yeah. So the Gemara answers, ki yitzich lei ki going the hofer echad mehem. Vikiyim echad. One was meifa and one was mekayim. V'choza ha-mekayim v'nishal ala kamosoi. And then the mekayim was sheilam v'akome. Mao de teima maido uke ho okre, kamash maron, de mefirim shneim bebasachas. Let us see the Ram. Kaim echad mehen tzricha lemisni. Mit mir? Sagt der Ram, da afo gab de uke de tani lemisni zu, bein zorech leime, sagt der Ram. So what's the problem? Aino davke bemili de loidomu ladodi. Da afal gab da osi bas reise mikal vachoyme mikamaise tonilo. Aval hoche chode milsehi. Doch hofer echad vikayim echad aino mamish hofer ze beloi ze vadifa mine. So I'd like to elaborate a little on what the Ran is saying. That's the way we once mentioned the Beis Yosef says in an oath that why do you need a midah of a kal v'chaima? Typically, it's a mamatzinu plus. So why do you need, if I can pick up 200 pounds, I can zeche pick up 100 pounds. So memele, so it's a mamatzinu plus. So why do you need a new midah? So the Beis Yosef says the midah of a kal v'chaima is needed when you cannot make a mamatzinu. They're not the same. But then I can learn out about kaponim, but in halacha, the halachas of the first apply by the second, also the midah of a kal v'chaima. So the midah of a kal v'chaima, whenever kal v'chaima is used, we're not speaking about the same case. We're speaking about a different case that we can figure out from a midah of a kal v'chaima. So memeila zetaran amurdeki yisod. Zu ve'in tzorech loimer zu. Whenever the Tana says Zubin Sach Leimazu, that means that the second case, Beitzorich Leimazu, is not the first case. It's a different case. But I can figure out the Einay Daimazulazu. It's not the same case. It's a different case. But it's a Kalvachayma. I could figure out that the Loch applies by the second case, a Kalvachayma from the first case. So there, the Tana is not telling mom, even just like there's a bechine, even though there's a kal v'chaima, torach v'kosav lokro. So, good, you can figure it out from a kal v'chaima, torach v'kosav lokro. Because l'maisa, this is a different case, this is not the first case that was mentioned. Ma she'en kein, over here, the Gemara's kasha was, this is mamish, the first case. It was hofer zu v'loy hofer zu. Not only wasn't he meif, it was mekai. But this is mamish, the first case, plus 20 times worse than the first case. But this is daimizulazu, and it's noch 20 times worse. You have to tell me the halacha also that it won't help. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, no, it's speaking about, the Mishnah did not explain the whole case. It's, the case is as follows. The one that was Mekayim, V'nishal ala kamosa, Kidemrina lekama, the Nisholim ala hekim. Agabucha, I have heard the same order which he mentioned yesterday. That, the way the Gemara says, Pshat in the Mishnah, so from the Mishnah, Zoyz Kishpat is a din Shailam Hekim, later it's, Rav calls it for a shaila, and he's paishet from Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayuk can paishet from this Mishnah. K'demrinu lekamon de nishalom al hakem. So now we, mal de taimen. Mai de uki ho, okrei. Whatever he had made, he was oike. Ubafore de mekayim luchude sagi. So now, if it'll be mefer, that should be sufficient. The idach kvar hofer. That means, I would think, he said, let's say the or was mefer, and now the oris was mekayim, and now the oris was shoyl on the hekim. And now the oris is mefer. So machoser kan. So there's no problem whatsoever. Mal de taima, mai de ukim ho okre, whatever he was mekayim, he was oike through shaila. Ubahafore de mekayim lechude sagi. So now, as long as the mekayim will now be mefer, it should be sufficient. The idach kvarhofer, the first one was mefer ready. Kmash melon, the adam mefirim shneim bebasachas. That afore only works if both of them are mefer bebasachas. Now, klema. So the Ran says klema, that means we should not take these words literally. Does not mean that both of them have to be mefer basachas. Klema shlo yapsik bein echod l'chaveiroi. There should not be a barrier between one and the other. Dovo shohu ma'akiv afore. That means there should never be. That means whenever one is mefer, there should always be in existence the potential that the other one could be mefer. That means he should always have a potential shutif. But if when after he was mefer, so then the other one was mekim, so bishas hakome, he lost the shutif. There's no shutif anymore. La yafsik bein echad la chaveiroi. There shouldn't be a hefsik between one afore and the other afore. Dovor shehu ma'akev afore. Something that is a stira to afore. Kigoin hakome dahai. The kivin. Dahi shato. Lav barafolahu. When he was making, so the one who was making was then a lav barafore. Afilo hachafore kemaiso de idach botlolo. So memele, the hafore, which the first one had made. So the existence of the hafore of the first one is dependent on that there is a potential shutif that can be mefer. So that's how my, that means I cannot be mefer alone. I can only be mefer with a potential shutif. And if there was a zman that there was no, I lost the shutif because then when he was making, he can't be mefer anymore. Is afilo hach hafore kemaise de idoch botlolo. So the first hafore becomes botl. So now, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's Einei Mufa, Vein Tzorch Loimer Shekayim Echod Mehem. That means, if Kayim Echod Mehem, that the, so, not only is he missing the Afore, but he's missing the Shutif. So Memela, so that Afore we become bottle. So in order to be made for the nether, so now we'll have to both be made for again. He says, now the making was made for, now the other one has to be made for. Umiyu bechahai sagi, shaloi toimer ein afore achar afore. You shouldn't say ein afore achar afore, he was made for already. Kiven dafor kami vatli sule motzi mefer the lesser. Vechein das a Ramban zal. That's the shittus a Ramban. That's pshat. The pshat is that they both have to again be mefer. Avo midivrei ha Ramban zal nire dechol shechola hakome bein hafore dechad lafore deidoch. Shuv einon yechaylen lahofer. The Rambam holds that since there was a hakome between after the first hafore, so it's finished. So we can't be made for this nether anymore. I'd like to say over the Dudoi Sodeb. He wants to say Pshat and the Rambam. Let us just see the Losh and the Rosh. The Rosh is also like the Rambam. The Rosh is Kamashmon, the Adam Ephirim, Shneim Kachas. Kloima, Shaloye Hepsik Shor, Bein Beis Aphoris. Shaloye Hoyo Ha'achrin Roy Lahofer. That there shouldn't be a time that the Achrin was in Roy Lahofer. Kein hoch shekoydem shnishal loy hoyo roy lahof before he was shel was roy lahof hil kach nis bat la foros. So the first afor becomes botu afilu im yofo rishen im may pam shenis einay moil vechein mash melishne de masnis and the medama hach kayem lahof rechel lahof resheni. The shuv ain't takona. It's finished. There's no takona. V'lo yefer hasheni b'yom shmuos. That's ilon's pshat. Yesh mevom yesh takona miyofer horishin pamshenis v'rishin ikar. So we have here the first loshen of the Rosh is like the Rambam. The second loshen is like the Rambam. So I saw in the doi Moshe. No, it's the doi Moshe tak. I'm sorry. The Doi Moshe that he says as follows, but later brings Rayas and the Sugyas will progress, will have more ideas in the Perek, but he brings Rayas that Bemison, there's a Sugya Baita that Miklish Kolish, that means even though we need the Shutfis of the Av and the Oris to be Oike the Neder, to be Mata the Neder. But a four of one creates a cliches in the Neder. The cliches is that you won't get Malkus anymore. Now, it doesn't work that they add up the two cliches and it's he's Kolish and he's Kolish and then that adds up to the hetera neder, but that means one alone is bekoyach to create a cliche. See, we have like a boulder and the afor of one chisels off a little bit. In order to take away the boulder, you need the afor of both, but it accomplishes something. So he brings Rayas later in the sugya that is a machlokes, if this cliches will remain even though it's impossible to come to a Gemar. That means a Gemar we need, let's say there are examples, let's say one is Mefer and then the other one died. So finished, there won't be a four and the nether. Will the cliches remain? Or as soon as it's impossible, this cliches is only if this person is a potential Mefer Bekulai. That means he's bekoich to be oike the nether, so then, basher usham, one afora creates a cliches in the nether. So that cliches remains. But there's two mahalchim in Rishayin and Ferdi. He wants to say that's the machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the cliches b'shaitei remains. I mean, that means when the first one was made for, there is a klishus in the neder. Now, but we can't go further because he lost his shutef already. So he lost his koyach hafore in the whole neder because he lost his shutef. So that hafore is not b'koyach to be mefer the whole neder, even though later the second one will be mefer because now there was a zman when he was, the shutef was not going to be mefer. Later, when he shail on the hekim, so the first one can be mefer again because taka in afore ach afore. Because since his afore accomplished something, even after he lost the shutef, so he made a hafore, and that's what it made already. You can't make a second hafore. That is what the Rambam holds. He says, the Rambam holds that even when he made a hafore, it created a klishus in the nether. There's no malchus anymore. And even though later he lost his koyach hafore because he lost his shutev, so that is the koyach hafore to be oike the whole nether. But the klishus that was created in the nether from his hafore b'shaitoi, that klishus remains. So that means his hafore had accomplished something. But that hafore is not b'koyach to be matter the whole nether because there came a zman when he didn't have a shutev to be matter the whole nether. So he lost the koyach hafore and the whole nether. Then, so that hafore cannot become a tzurif to a later hafore. So even though later he'll want to be mefer again, but he can't be mefer again because he was mefer already once in that. That means this hafore is kayim legabi the klisha, so it can't go further, but you don't have two, ein hafore, ach hafore. The Ramban learned pshat that the minute he lost his shutif, so everything that was done becomes bottle and mevutel. So the klishis also becomes bottle and mevutel. So memele, so now, when he shayil on the hekim, so we're starting from scratch. The first afore became bottle. So that ain't afore achar afore. The first afore disintegrated. It's non-existent anymore. We gotta be anything. So memele, so therefore, after the shaila of the second shutev, so they can both be mefer together. That is the machloikis, that's what the Doimoshim wants to say, that's the machloikis, the Rambam and Ramban. Kitaime. No. Umiyu. Bebasachas lavdavka. That means when we learn the Loshon HaGemore, the Mefirim Shneim bebasachas, that's sicher not, should not be taken literally. The Afilu Meifer Zer Shachis Vere Al Visagi. Kol Shaloi Hifzik Bintayim Dovo Shumakev Afor. If there's no Makev Afor in between, so they can, the Aforis are Kayim, and then when the second one is Meifer, they combine and they're Mata the Net. Bechitayme, Frekteran, Kiven the High Dine Osetane Lashmina. So the Tan is telling us halacha. That means that this is a very big lomdus. He's telling us over here that the hakome of the second one, even though he was shoyel on the hakome, but lemaise this hakome accomplished that either the first afor is no good, or he can't be made, or even he can't be made for again. Shtetach groyse chidushim over here. It says big chidushim. Is given the idino satana lashmine, my ain't so chloime diktonit. So he says off, ain't so chloime. He's telling us meidik a chedushim over here, which till now we didn't know these chedushim. So what's ain't so chloime? The mireishim mashmahochi, that means I really don't have to say this, because you can figure this out from the reishim. Adarabe. He has to tell me this. Zok teram, the yeshli loima, the tanahochikton. Kiven dafore dechad beloi chavre lav klumu. I told you that a four of one without another is nothing. That means so one is dependent on the other. Is ein zorich loimer de bishikayim echod a four kamoisa la midiu. De bishikayim echod, yeah. That if one was mekayim, Aforika maisel amidiu. That means if one is dependent on the other, so if one was mekayim, it's aforika maisel amidiu. So then it's nothing. Visomach tane. So that you can figure out already. That's not too big. I mean, if it's nothing, that means one is dependent on the other. So you could figure out if he lost the shutif already that it's nothing. V'somech tan, and then the tana relied the lishtame mi milsei the sule chosi litzterufe. Then you could figure out already that you can't become mitzuruf anymore. Die Chosi Lomele Lemisni and Zorich Loima, Ein Reishe, Kepircha de Gemorah. I mean, then he figured out, you'd be able to figure out what he's telling us. That's what he's telling us, Ein Zorich Loima. What is he? He's telling us, Ein Zorich Loima. So I'm telling you something that you should figure out, that now it's not Chosi Litzterufi anymore. That means the first half that calls man this a kiyum, that it's nothing. I mean, that's Yichah Kolshkin. He lost the shutif over here. So the Tzorch Loimer is coming to tell you that it's Lechazi Letzterufi later. That's the Tzorch Loimer. That's what he's coming to tell you. Because if it's Chazil, it's the Rufi, so Bait is not telling us anything. So that's the Seda of the Mishnah. First he's telling us without a fall of the Shutif, ain't a Mufa. So Vadi Givis, if there's a Kome, it's Zichar ain't a Mufa. And now he then, that, so what is he coming to tell you? That the Eini Mufar accomplished so much that it's not Chosi Letzterufi anymore. The Chosi Lomelei Lemisne in Tzorich Loim Anereishe Kepircha Digmor. Vehiksho HaRashba Zal. So the Rashba asks, Amai Omrinen Da'afore Kamaise Botolo. Why did the first afora become bottle? The lebosa de itchel ala kamosai, after he was shayl and akom, kiven de chocham oiker as haneder mikore, are kilu lehekim cloud, so the never was akom. So why does it become bottle? Och de snan bepeki ish mekadish. A mekadish es se ish al menash shen olen le dorim. Benimtza olen le dorim, eine mekadeshes. Hochol if neichochem behitiro, she was matad in the dorim, a reizu mekadeshes. The cheshvinu lo kilu lo yhoyo olel ne dorim klal b'shas kedush. Ochenami, le bosu ditcho, nechzayu lai gavu kilu lai hekim miyoyla. That's the Raj Beskashe, amir de kekashe. Ulididi, Zokteran, Lav Kushi Hikla. And now we will hear Sischei Teire. The Kedushin, Mitoich Shumai Segomo, Jibingi Garay from Kedushin, that after she shoil on the Nedorim, so the Kedushin is Chal, that's a Mai Segomo. Afogav the Chosman Shalohi Tiro Lechaili, even though before she was Mata, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. Ki Tiro Amrin in the Goli Milse, the Mikore Chaili. But after you Mata, so it was Chal Mikore. Avalafore the Chad Mahani Kol Shalotve. Afore of one is very Kolish. The ba'ape navshe lav midiye. Alone, it's nothing. Ella b'tziruf adidach. That means alone in creating a heter and the nether, it's not because to be matter nether. You need a unit of mefirin. Va'afilu b'tziruf adidach le'mahani kol zman she'nem ruim l'tztarif b'yachad. And afilu with the tziruf, they have to be ruim l'tztarif b'yachad. Uch desanye. The hofer echem em a beis, botel lo haferosoi. Steitach amirdik ezach. That one was mefer, and then he died, and then the other one was mefer. So what's wrong? You had both mefirim over here. Now pshat is, when the second one was mefer, he doesn't have a shutif that can be mefer together with him. I was felt merois, the shutif was mefer already, Afa pike. That's what the answer is. It's not enough that I'm mefer and he's mefer. Cause man shein ruim litztarif biyachid, you have to be royal litztarif to be mefer. So this nine, the hov echad the memu meis bottle off for us because they now they're not when the second one is mefer, it's not chosil litztarif with the first one because he's dead already, even though he's mefer already. Hilkach, given the afore de chad, the afore of one, afilo ki loy heikim chavre, klisha to him, afilo the second one wouldn't be maker. One is mefer alone, the other one's a maker. So the whole thing is very schwach. Kol heichet de heikim, given the shaita loy chosilet starufe, bottle o legamri. It becomes bottle. Even the lechazi ishaite lechazi nami boso zimnes. Since it wasn't good then, so it doesn't become good later. Thus is sisrei Torah, and let us try a little to be mevaya what the Ran is saying over here. Now let us try to be mevaya first the shitas Haran. I'd like to mention three Rab Shimons in Shara Yosha. There's one Rab Shimon, Shar Hazokis Perites. He brings a Yerushalmi, an Anoida Min HaMavushal. The Rosh brings down this Yerushalmi. It's a very Shver Yerushalmi, but let's just say over the Loshna of the Yerushalmi, and it's an eye-opener. Shalmi says, "Ve'elu nedor, ma at oved lohim, kedover sheyesh lematirin oy ein lematirin." Is nedor ma dover sheyesh lematirin ein lematirin? We had this. Mi avdinen kedover sheyesh lematirin. So Shalmi says, "Mistavre mi avdin kedover sheyesh lematirin." Could you say it's a dover sheyesh lematirin? Hatoni tamon chocham oiker as haneder mikore. Chocham is oiker the neder mikore. Kleima. V'kimen shoiker mikore. Nimtze shlein nesa mi oilom. So that called a dovish shesh le matirin. Dovish shesh le matirin means something that, that is now osir and yesh le matirin. A chocham is oiker neder mikore. So, never was osir. V'leihavi k'dovah sheyesh le'matirin. It's not a dovah sheyesh le'matirin. Omri, emphati Rishalmi, no, ein oikroi, ele mikanu l'habe. Itaki is oikro de neder. Mikanu l'habe. Kloima, ikar ikar mikanu l'habe. Ikar is mikanu l'habe. Shrei ho yo'osa radato. Va'avo b'ishe oikroi meikore, even though he's oikro meikore, Mikol mokim hoya osar ad hayoy. Hilka choshuv dovo sheyesh le matir. Ad kan loshen a Yerushalmi. So, from the Yerushalmi we see that El Nechochem is matra neder, it's not pshat that there never was a neder. There was a neder, and mikan alahabe, he's oike meikor. This Yerushalmi brings down in Perek Tes. But he says, in Perek Yud, when he speaks about, he speaks about Nedarim, he speaks about other things. So he says, Be'emes lo'yhoye be'emes l'mafreye shum din b'poyu, ak achas man be'ischachis ha'mikro, chala din achshav mikanu lahabe lodoin, ki ilo ye kval chala mafreye. The koidim shebo ha'mikro bo'ilu mi'ev shalomish kval hoye chal. Adaylek bo'ilu m'siba m'chadeshes ha'sadin. G'moy sheveinu divrei Yerushalmi shekos von yatoros nadorim. The av the kaimel and chochem oika nadal amafreya mikom okem koidim atora leichala hetem. That means before they were matter the neder, there was no heter, there was a neder, there wasn't a heter. But mikana lahabo, legabi all mine anhogis, mikana laba, I can assume mikana laba ki ilu, there wasn't a neder meikor. That means, so let's speak about a poshita case mikan alaba, I'm allowed to eat. If I made a neder to asus, mikan alaba, I can be done. Kilo, there never was a neder. But till now, the zikha was a neder. So that's called adobo sheyesh le matir. This is in Shal Beis Perik Yud. Now, in Shal Zayin Perik Yud Ches, brings down Aram, and Ran, the Rashbe, Udvorov Stumim, Manachkimino, be Maise Gomel, a Maise Kolish. I mean, the Ran said words over here, this is a Maise Kedushin, this is a Maise Gomel, this is a Maise Kolish. Viesh Levare Dvorov, Boifen Murgish and Moven. We should be able to understand what he's saying. Hainu, the Mekadish al Menashe Shein Ole Anudorim. Kiven Ditznai Milsa Achiti Beleke Chesoren Beike Maise HaKedushin. That means, Lachmi, we had mentioned a few times, Nai Milsa Achiti. And we mentioned as a Rabbeinu Tam, and we had in Afalpi, that Bemisen Tnai is a Chiddush. That Taisa Sakasha, if it's not Gilchus Tnoi, but he wanted it this way. I mean, how can you say it's not? So Taisa says Tnai is a Chiddush. Layosa Dibu Mavatel Maise. If you do like the Chiddush, it's Mavatel. If you don't do like the Chiddush, it's not Mavatel. So he mentioned that Bemisen Tnai Mil Sachita means like this. If I say it does not mean that if you won't give me Mesayim Zuz, I don't want to be Mekadesh you. If that would be Pshat, so it's not Tachidish La'osa Dibu Mavatl Maise. There's no Maise. If you don't give Mesayim Zuz, there's no Maise Kedushin. No, Pshat is Fakert. I'm making a Maise Kedushin, and the Maise Kedushin is Rotsanan Kedushin. I'm making a complete Maise Kedushin. And I'm attaching to this Maise Kedushin Atnai. That if you won't give Mosayim Zuz, there won't be Chal. So the Tnai, that means I'm making a Maisa Kedushin fully, there's Das and Kedushin, there's Rotsan and Kedushin, there's a complete Maisa Kedushin. But there's a rider attached to the Maisa Kedushin that Amanasha Titnili Mosayim Zuz, and if not, the Kedushin won't be Chal. That is Pshat, Tnai Milsa Achite. That means the Tnai in no way is Megareya, the Maise. The Maise is a Maise. A Tnai Milsa Achiti, that could be Miakiv the Chalois, it could stand the Chalois. Yeah. Zutter Azoy. leke kiven det nein mul sachiti, me kadish al menashe in olene doi. So me mele, so he says as follows. Kiven det nein mul sachiti hu, the leke chesoren beike maisa hakdushin. There's nothing wrong with the kdushin. Verak sibas an dorim sheoleo ma'akeves chalois kedushin. But there's no chalois kedushin because there was a tenai put into, I mean, Hashem alecho nedorim, and she has nedorim. Mishim hochi, kshehi tiro haneder, v'neka alem afreya, given it's now mikana lahabu, I have to assume like she never had a neder, is given sheiker haneder bottle, now I have to assume that there never was a neder, k'moikein botlo haminiye v'ha'akovo l'chalois ha'kdushin l'mafreya. That means there was a ma'isa kedushin, and there was something that was meineya the ma'isa kedushin to be chal. If now there's a din, I'm oiker the neder, So that had to be done. Keilu, there never was a maise neder. There never was nedorim because she was like a nedorim. Is botla ameniya v'hakova lachadleis hakdushin mafreya. So the meniya becomes botla. That means if you have a maise with a meniya, sabtos helft mikan elabul mafreya. Abul mafreya, you have to assume that there never was a neder, so there never was a meniya. So now the kedushin can be chal. Avol bahafore shehafore shel echod mehem kolish. By hafore, it's not pshat. By hafore, it's not pshat that I have a miniya. No, by hafore is pshat without my shutif. I'm nothing. I need him. Without the shutif, I'm nothing. If one was mekayim, so there's no tziruf. Ubechi aygavne ein sibis hakome ma'akeves es ha'afore shel acha begeder chiyuvi ela begeder shlila. That means, if shad is, I'm making something, and yenizach Reuven is making something, in Shimon's hakome would be a shter to Reuven's asiye. So if it's all that means it's only a meniya, it's only a shter, it's an ikum in my asiyah. So then lemafreya, if I'm oikel lemafreya, keilu there wasn't a meniya. So I can take away a meniya and my maisa will be chal. But by afore, it's not pshat, since he was making, he's staring my afore. Since he's making, I need him. So my afor is nothing. Without him, my afor is bottle and mevutel. Is lemaise, if you need something bepoil bishatoi, in order to ensure the existence of my afor, bishaitai, I didn't have someone to be, it wasn't chosilas tarufe. Bishaitai, I didn't have a shutif, he was making. It wasn't chosil etzterufe. It was missing a shutif. He says, if it's missing and I need him by a shlile, he says, helfnet lemafreya. A nekira lemafreya will only help by a shter. If mitzat my maise, there's a complete maise. No, there's something that's shtering my maise. So if I'm oikil lemafreya, it won't shter. But if the whole existence of my maise is dependent on yene, and I don't have yene, I didn't have yene, and the kira lemafreya will not make keilu I have yene. Ubechiyai gavne lo yoyil ma shenemer igoli milsa lemafreya,
Even the mikol mokim lo yhoya ba'olam meikara hafora meila. Because b'shaitai there wasn't a good hafora. That means if I needed him, he wasn't there. So since b'shaitai wasn't there, that means the hodin can only help by a shter and not by it takes away the shter. But if he was needed, it's not considered like he was there. Thus, zukter, that's pshat and daran. And that's the words of daran. There is a maise gomo, natnai milsachite. That's what he means to say. This helps oikulim afreya. But if I need him, then it won't help. Let us try to be mevaya. What does the Rashba hold? It would seem, my Shvager once stated that the Rashba Bechlal did not hold this whole musig of Mikano Lahabala Mafreya. And we can bring a few rayas to this. The Rashba over here says, you see the lashon of the Rashba, ki ilu loyhoyu nedorim aleo b'shas kedushin, ki ilu loyhekim klau. I mean, you see how he says ki ilu, it's ki ilu, like the devil was. That means, it would seem the Rashba learned pshat that the gather of our Torah is, it's an edotoistak. I mean, it's not oikev. It's keilu loyhoya. Is a tshuvis haRashba. The Rashba says, im shaylo oikem ahekem lemafreya. So he writes, it's a tshuvis haRashba. Chelikesim reishit ches. Boru shehekem neke legamri lemafreya. Shaloshen chachomim marpei v'chol shehu nase. Like it wasn't. There's a moira the ketshuvas haRashba which is brought down la halacha. There was a shaila as follows. There was a shaila merdeka meisa. The meisa was that someone made a neder. Shver owed him money. And he made a neder, if a shver won't pay him up by Pesach, so Memele, he won't be in the shtot shvuas. He's getting out of the shtot. He made a neder. So, the shver didn't pay him up Pesach. But then he have chalot on the neder. So the Rashba said, so want to be shail on the neder. So the din is you can't be shayl on the nether, kozm on the nether is in chal. So he said, even though the shver didn't pay up, I mean, but the nether is not to be a shvuas. So the nether will first be chal shvuas. Nether, the halos and nether is shvuas. So there were two alternatives. One alternative, you should go away and go and ask a chok. But how is Shtev Shalom Bayis? So the Rashba says, you can be in the Shtot Shvuas, and then you can be over the Neder, and then be Shalom on the Neder. The Rashba says, Ushiyatiru, Sheyisacha, this is the Losh Narashba, Chelekesim in Samaches, Sheyisacha, Ad Sheyochala Neder. Let him wait there in the shtot till the neder bichal. Wait till shvuas. V'yatiru nidroi. They'll be mata the neder. If she yatiru nidroi, le'yisa ola voynish ha neder. When they'll be mata the neder, it's one of any yoynish. V'she yachochem oiker ha neder mi'ikori. That's the Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings down a simereish chav ches a toisvus and gittin daf lamet hei, the mova al haneder koidim shenishel,
כן לבוס אדני של אולוב, דני דפוטו מדיני אודום, דיינה מקולבן או מלכס, כמו כמו איניש בדי שמיים איקה, כיוון שאובה על נדר קיידם שני של אולוב. This was old step that the Nisar, the Zaranoinish, we have to now close the Gdorim. But Al-Koponim, the Rashba held that there's no Issa whatsoever. So the Rashba seems at a different musig. In the whole Indian of Atoros Nidorim, it's Ke'ilu Loihoya, that's so it's Ke'ilu Loihoya, and so the Rashba held, so there shouldn't be any problems. Why isn't the Chazil it's Tarufe? That's the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba lies with a Kasha. That's Lachay Rabshat Namachlikis, the Ran and the Rashba.